Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Bedroom Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening today. As always, feel free to follow me over on Twitter at SpencerPugh_. Tweet at me any of your comments, your thoughts, your ideas for this podcast, and what I could be doing to make it better. Or if you just want to respond to something that I've said today or in a past podcast, hit me up over on Twitter, tweet at me, and I will respond to every single one. So, getting right into it, today we're talking about how designing a website is a two-party process. It really is. Just to start out here, I love designing websites, and I'm pretty sure that if I wasn't getting paid to do that, I would still be doing it, whether it would be, you know, updating my own website or building websites for friends and family. I just love taking someone's brand or a company's brand and sort of basing it online, you know, starting that digital presence where they're able to tell their story and, you know, really get into that market online these days. So the one thing I have realized in my short time as a professional website designer is that it's really a two-party process, and I'll explain that. So just because, you know, I, as the web designer, have learned the ins and outs of how to build a website, you know, how to build that nice, crisp, clean website, how to work with colors and fonts and design and, you know, positioning of your content, that doesn't make me an expert on the story, history, pain points, and strengths of my clients and their companies. So only the client has that expertise and can bring that to the table when we're talking about how to best tell their story or, you know, display their brand online. So why is it important to work together? Well, let me give you a little story of something that happened recently. So I was recently asked to create a website for a restaurant that I've never been to. I didn't even really know about. And don't try to go looking for it on my website or portfolio, because you won't find it there. But I was given no other direction. It was just, hey, build this website for this restaurant. And so I'm sitting there like, okay, well, what colors should I use? What, you know, what fonts, what's their story? You know, what value can this restaurant bring to their customers on a webpage that's more than just saying, hey, come buy our food, it's delicious, you know? But I did the best I could with what I had, and I think the website turned out fine. You know, I was happy with it. However, I'm not sure that the site was as helpful as it could have been to this client had I had some better information or content from the restaurant itself. So the problem was I wasn't in contact with the client. I was asked to build this site for another media company, and the deadline was really close. So I had to just, you know, it was way too short a time to try and meet with the client, get in contact with the client, discuss design or content strategies. So, you know, I did the best I could with what I had, and I just tried to compensate by just using the skills I had, and hopefully a nice website came out of that process. We have to remember that websites live on the internet, and the internet is built on content, period. Right? I mean, if you think about it, photos, videos, audio, and text. Without those things, you literally have a blank web page. You know, and I think a lot of clients sometimes don't realize this when they want a website done. They're just, hey, here's our Facebook page, go build a website off of that. And if they have no nice photos, if they have no nicely written bios, things like that, I can't really write those. Like, I don't know their story. You know, we could meet and discuss it, and I could write something up, or I could come in and take the photos. But if they just think those things are gonna appear from the magic that is website design, that's just not the way it works. The purpose for hiring me or any website designer is to make sure that all of the content that the company has is displayed in an inviting and entertaining way that draws customers or clients in and moves them to take further action. So without that content, you can't really get them to move. You can't draw them in. You can't, you know, make them familiar with who you are and to enjoy your brand. So what I learned from this experience and what I've learned so far is that I've decided not to take on any projects without having a great line of communication with the client. Designing websites, taking photos, video creation, and digital marketing are all two-party processes, right? I guarantee the final outcome will be way more along the lines of what the client is looking for and imagining when they are thinking about their website or maybe, you know, a video or something like that. If you can work closely with them and really get into their mind and understand what they're trying to do with the project and, you know, how you can best work through that together, that's really going to create a better final project. So I always want to care for the client and their well-being as a company and as individuals. So that open communication is really, really key. Again, I started Spencer Pugh Media to help small businesses and entrepreneurs in the Roanoke Valley to better navigate and leverage the digital era that we're living in. Everyone is on the internet these days, and I feel it's a shame or it's a misstep if you're not taking your brand, your company online as well. So that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm constantly thinking of ways to better serve those people, and I hope this information in this podcast can better bring some light on the subject of why working together on projects like this really are necessary to creating a product that both parties can be proud of. So whether you're working with me or you've hired someone else to take your photos, your videos, design your website, make sure there is an open line of communication there. It's really going to allow for a product that you can be proud of, that the website designer or the photographer or whatever can be proud of. And it's really important to have those things aligned. So if you do want to work with me, or maybe you just, you know, want to talk about more of website design if you're trying to do it yourself, or, you know, if you're trying to make some videos for your company or create content for your social media strategies, feel free to hit me up on my website. You can put some time on my Calendly calendar and we could have a nice, you know, 30-minute talk on how best to go about getting on the digital sites and all the various vehicles out there. And I'd be more than happy to help. It's what I love doing, and I can talk about it forever and hopefully provide you as much value as I possibly can. So as always, guys, thanks for tuning into The Bedroom Entrepreneur. I really enjoy the feedback I've been getting so far. And if you would, you know, share this with other people you think might enjoy it. Maybe you have a sister company that you really love, but they're just struggling to get into the digital world or something like that. Or if you know someone who'd be interested in listening to me talk about this stuff, feel free to pass this podcast, this YouTube video, or my website along to them. You guys are the best. Thank you so very much for listening and watching, and I will see you next week. Peace.